call the church into session here just to have a brief prayer meeting together. It'd be good for us to do this, and just praying for the work of the church and some special things here. I'll be going over a couple of things here, and then we'll be mentioning, like this round, we'll pray for these things, and I'll call on one of you men to come and just stand right in front of this microphone here, and I line that up with my mouth, so most of you have to raise it a little bit higher, you know, and all this kind of stuff, but if you'll pray into that microphone there, that'll be good, okay? Let's pray together. Father, we love you, and we ask that you'll bless this time together. Give us a sweet time of fellowship with one another. Bless the work of this church. Be with us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 29, the Word of God says this. It says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous." If you're saved tonight, the Lord hears you when you pray. And I'm glad he hears the prayers of his children. However, at the same time, even if you are a Christian, Psalm 66:18 says this, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." In other words, God listens to the cries of his children. But on top of that, God listens to the cries of his clean children, if you understand what I'm saying to you. In other words, if you're saved tonight, that's wonderful. But if there's iniquity in your heart, if you regard it, that means you know it's there, but you refuse to do anything about it, then God says, "I'm not going to listen to you." So tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open us up, and I'm going to ask the Lord to, as I'm praying, that the Lord will clean me up if there's anything in my heart that should not be there, and just asking the Lord to listen to us tonight. I mean, the Word of God clearly says, "Where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of you." And there's a whole lot more than two or three here tonight. You know what I mean? We need the Lord to meet with us. And I know this can be a sweet time tonight, just coming around the throne of grace and asking God to help us in a great way. Let's pray together. Father, I pray that you'll help us as we pray tonight to be right with you. If there is anything in my heart and my life that hinders you from listening to me, I want to confess that now and ask you to help me to forsake it. May you bend an ear as we cry unto you tonight. We thank you that you are worthy to be called upon. We thank you that you do hear and answer prayer. And I pray as we pray tonight, and maybe even folks who could potentially be listening in and so on, I pray that you'll give us an all an attitude of prayer and help us to be right with you, to be clean, I pray. May the will of God be done, I beg of you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing this together. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your heart in tune. I want to pray for the work of the church tonight. And some different things here. I'm going to ask Brother Gary if you wouldn't mind to pray first for us. I'd like you to come and pray for specifically for our Sunday school ministry, that the Lord will touch it and bless it. And on top of that, if you'll pray for our bus ministry along with that, that the Lord will help in those areas. If you'll come right here and pray for that. If you're sitting with somebody, just make that seat an altar there. If you're alone, that's fine. But let's just all pray. As he prays out loud, we'll pray silently right here, okay?
Lord, we do thank you that we can come and bring these requests to you. We thank you for the Sunday school and the bus ministry you've raised up here, been operating for many, many years and touched many lives. And Lord, our desire is to see it be effective in reaching our community and discipling and training folks with the Word of God. And we do pray for our bus ministry today. We thank you for how you've strengthened it in recent days. And thank you for the folks who ride faithfully week after week after week and see children saved almost every Sunday. And the Lord continue to Bless that ministry. Bless our bus drivers, our bus captains, our bus workers, Brother John, as he leads that ministry. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage them. This is a difficult time of year as it gets cold and it's difficult to visit, hard to run the buses. And just encourage them and keep them faithful throughout these winter months and keep the ministry safe. Give wisdom as decisions will be made from time to time about whether to run the buses or not, and make your will very plain. And God, again, we ask you to use this ministry in a mighty way and fill any holes in that ministry that need to be filled. Give Brother John wisdom, again, as he directs it, as he works with our bus captains and drivers. And then, Lord, we think of our Sunday school program. We thank you that we are teaching the Word of God faithfully every Sunday in our Sunday school classes, and you've brought in many to do that job and to teach and to visit and to try to build people in the faith. And I pray that you would bless every teacher who works in our Sunday school, every superintendent, the workers in our Sunday schools, and God, give all of us a burden for our classes and to see the people in our class grow spiritually and to be in attendance and to have the Word of God changing them every week. And Lord, we just ask you to bless our adult department and youth and primaries and preschool. And God, every class, we just ask you to give us a real burden as we come upon a new year. Lord, help us to have a real vision of what can be done as we faithfully teach and pray and visit and do the work you've called us to do. I, again, Lord, ask you to give us a great 2013 in both of these ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'd like this round. Brent, I'm going to have you pray this round, if you wouldn't mind. I want to pray for our children and pray for our teenagers, our youth work, our children's work. We'll pray for the adults here as well. I mean, obviously the Sunday school and bus ministry, kind of this intertwines a little bit, but I'm thinking about the cadet ministry. I'm thinking about the public school Bible clubs. I'm thinking about Brother Bob as he leads, all these kind of things. Thinking about these ministries that are reaching all age groups in the church. So if you'll just step right up here and pray for those things, that'll be great.
Dear God, I thank you for this day that you gave us, God. Thank you for letting us come to your house once again and worship you this year. God, thank you for the wonderful year you gave me this year, God. Thank you for all the many salvations that we had through the adults and children and teens, God. We just thank you for everything you've done for us, God. We pray for the children's ministry at this time, God. Just help them and help all the workers as they work to help lead the children and guide them and help teach them your word and stuff, dear God. Just help them to have a passion for them, help them to be able to get out and visit and stuff. And God, we just thank you for all the workers there. And we pray for the youth department. God, just help us as teenagers and stuff to just be an encouragement to the younger ones and help. We thank you for Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay and all that they do for us, dear God. Thank you for sending them our way. And we just pray for the, once again, all the children and all that goes on there and the Cadets for Christ. And as Mr. Mineta leads that also, and God, we pray for the Truth Bible Club ministry that Brother Bob does. Thank you for all the work he does there in that ministry. God, just help that they allow God to be in the public schools. Thank you for the way we are now as we you're allowed in there, God. We just help it to be that way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jeff, you and Brent, I'll have you take this microphone to one of these men here, okay? This next round, I want to pray for some of our special ministries that we have going on here. Some of these ministries would be like the cancer ministry, the John Sevier Chapel, the deaf ministry, the prison ministry. All these ministries have potential of reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to pray for these. There are others, you know, and so on that I may not be remembering here, but those are four specific ones that are doing a great job for the Lord right now. So Brother Charlie Moore, I'm gonna have you pray for these, especially since you're heavily involved in the John Sevier Chapel. They'll bring the microphone back to you. If you'll try to remember these special ministries that we have going on outside. Cancer ministry, John Sevier, the prison ministry, and the deaf ministry. Okay, if you'll remember that, sir. Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, we will just thank you for this time together that we can pray. And Lord, we just ask you to be with the prison ministry there, Lord. Lord, when they go over to witness to them, Lord, may they have a willing heart to accept you as their Savior, Lord. Lord, we just pray for John Sevier, Lord. Lord, it's those people down there, they need someone to witness to them and to preach the gospel to them. And Lord, we just give you the praise for what's done down there. Lord, we thank you for the good increase we've had down there. Lord, we thank of the cancer ministry, Lord, the one that, Lord, that has cancer. Lord, we just ask you to just help them. Lord, we think of Leroy's wife, Lord, and others here that have cancer. Lord, we just ask you to put your loving arms around them and just help them, Lord. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for it. And Lord, the deaf ministry here, Lord, we just pray that we have a deaf ministry here, the people that work in it, Lord, just bless them, Lord. And Lord, may we get more people in that, Lord, are deaf for them to work with, Lord. And Lord, we just give you the praise for all of this. And we give you the honor and glory and praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's good to pray, isn't it? This is what it's about, just making our requests known unto the Lord. I want to pray for our missionaries here. There's a lot of them, but specifically, I'd like to pray for the missionaries that are out of this church. So some of y'all can help me remember some of these names. We're praying for Brother Graham. Obviously, when I mention the man, I'm talking about the whole family, his wife, and so on. We're praying for Brother Graham, Brother Nathan. Nathan, he has a wife and I think three of his children with the virus right now. So pray for him. He texted me right before this service and asked me to pray for him and asked us to pray for them. So they're down. So we're praying for the foreigners. We're praying for Brother Butch Abbott, Scotty Carrier in Texas, Julia Garst. Here in the States, ministering to her father, but also trying to reach the Spanish-speaking people. We're praying for Levi Mullins as he's raising support. Continue to pray for Paul Pritchard in Brazil. Pray for Brother Harry Vickers and Miss Brenda and the work that God's given them. We are praying right now and seeking the Lord about helping start a church planting movement in Burma, and using Dr. Cherian to kind of head this up, if you will. And then Pastor Joseph, which I met Pastor Joseph when I went to Thailand. He is from Burma, but he lives in Thailand, and now the country's opened up where he can go back and forth. And Burma right now is open, and we are trying to team up with Dr. Cherian and with some graduates from his school. And then Pastor Joseph would be the man on the ground who would check up on these men. And three of these graduates are coming together, God willing now. You pray with us on this because you're part of this. I mean, our church is trying to help do this, financially and so on. These three graduates are coming together, starting a church. And then we're praying that in 5 years, there is a solid indigenous, autonomous, local, independent Baptist church right there, and then they move and just do it in another area. And the first city we're looking at is the city where Adoniram Judson worked, and his first wife is buried there, and that's what we're praying about. So let's pray about our missionary work, that the Lord will touch it, bless it, breathe upon it. That'll be a great thing. Okay. I'm going to ask Brother Tom Cole, if you wouldn't mind, to lead us in prayer for our missionaries tonight, that the Lord will touch them and bless them. Did I remember all of them? Anybody remember? I think I got all of them. Okay, go ahead.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, it's a privilege to be able to come to you, Lord, and to ask your help on these many things that the church has got going. Lord, we know and we're very thankful for the fact that you answer prayer. Lord, now we want to remember our missionaries, and I know there are hundreds of them. Especially want to remember Brother Graham and Nathan, Levi, Lord, Brother Harry. We as church members don't really have an understanding of all that they do and what they have to go through and in the fields where they're working. And Lord, give us an appreciation for them and what they do, and touch them and their families. You know, it's not just the missionary. The whole family is the mission work. And we pray that you would touch them and bless each one of them. Lord, give them souls for their labor. The whole purpose of this is to win people to you, Lord. And we're wasting our time and effort and money if that's not what we're after. So we pray that you'll touch the hearts of these people in the different countries, and that, Lord, that you will that they will be convicted of their sin and know that they need a Savior, and, Lord, that you will touch them and they'll be saved and do a work for you. That's the way things grow, and that's how the church grows, is some people saved and then they win other people. And, Lord, we know that's the best way. That's the way we, even in the bus ministry, Lord, we know that the kids, they're the best ones to get other kids to come. And the same thing's true, I'm sure, in all these foreign countries and even on the home mission fields, Lord. Pray that you would give them souls for their labor. Thank you for all that you do for us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for some of these folks who've had a death recently. I know it's very appropriate to pray for them. We're praying for Brother Brown, the passing of his wife, and praying for Miss Betty Page and Mark and Marcy and those that are involved there, that the Lord will touch them and bless them, be with them. I'd also like to pray for some of the folks that are, I mean, there's a lot of sick people, but I'm talking about those that are especially sick, if you understand what I mean. We're thinking about Miss Brenda. I'm talking about Leroy's wife. Just received some bad news. And all of this, that the Lord will touch her and help her and be with her during this time, okay? Somebody help me out as well if you know of some other folks that are really, really, really sick. And what I'm talking, I mean, obviously we can lump all together, God bless the sick folks, and he knows who they are, but I'm talking about with something really special that they're going through. Are there other people that we need to remember here? Yes. Yes, he is doing somewhat better. That is Sherry Eden's daddy. It didn't look good at one time, and they're hoping he's got pneumonia, and if he can get past the pneumonia, they think he may come out of this. So. So he's made another turn for the worse then. Well, I didn't know about that then, okay? So let's pray for him, all right? Anybody else that you're thinking of right now? Yes. Yes, yes. You need to pray for Tucker Montgomery and the caregivers there, okay? Anybody else that you're just thinking about right now? Just a really special time. Anybody else? Brother John Potter, since you're close right there to it, just grab that and pray for these folks, please.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the privileged prayer. We just thank you for bringing these petitions to your throne of grace, dear Lord. Just be with Betty and her family, dear Lord, and the passing of Clifford. Just give her comfort. Just touch each family member, dear Lord. And Mr. Brown and the passing of his wife, dear Lord, just give him comfort and work there, dear Lord. We think of Sherry Eden's dad in the hospital. Just give the doctor's wisdom and guidance on what to do. You are the great physician, dear Lord, and if it's your will to heal in each situation, just give a special touch there, dear Lord, and be with the rest of the names that were mentioned, dear Lord, and just work with each family that's in this church that's having loved ones that are in the hospital. Just work there in a mighty way that you'll get the glory and the praise for everything that happens, dear Lord, no matter what. We just love and praise you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Just forgive us of our shortcomings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's bring the microphone to our preacher here. I'd like to pray for this round. I'd like to pray for our our staff here. Obviously, please pray for me and my wife and our family as we lead. Pray for Brother Gary and his family, Brother John, Brother Bob, and their families. Praying for our secretarial staff, Miss Brenda, Miss Charlotte, Miss Phyllis, Miss Stephanie, all helping out. Praying for Kermit and Doug as they work on the buses. Praying for the custodial staff. Praying for Betty. Marcy's helping her right now. And praying for GS and Wanda Simpson. Really all the leadership, but specifically the staff that's here throughout the week. Just pray that the Lord will help us in this year and as we seek to lead and all these kind of things. Preacher, if you wouldn't mind.
Our Father, we thank you for this privilege of coming to thee in prayer. Thank you that your ear is open to the cry of the righteous. Lord, we just thank you for this great privilege that we have of calling upon the great sovereign of the universe and knowing he said that call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And Lord, I pray that as we face another church year, I thank you for everything that's been accomplished this year. Souls been saved and Christians been encouraged in the Lord. And Lord, you've supplied our needs financially and so many other great things happened this year. We praise you for it. Then, Lord, I pray for the coming year. Pray that you'd bless our church. And, Lord, you've blessed it since 1779. And, Lord, we know where it comes from. It comes from above. Lord, we give us a hungry heart for the Lord and for his presence and his blessing this year. May we walk, Lord, circumspectly before this present world and live a holy life and separated unto God. And Lord, I do pray for all the staff members here. Thank you for each one of them and the great contribution that they make for the cause of Christ. And Lord, I do pray for GS and Wanda and Betty and Marcy and Lord, those that in the custodial services here. Thank you, Lord, for the great contribution they make and pray that you'd bless them. Especially, Lord, would you help Betty and God just comfort her and Lord, give her strength to face the future. I pray that you'd bless her. And then, Lord, we pray for Brother John and all of the bus captains. Lord, thank you for the good increase we've seen recently. And Lord, continue to bless this outreach to the unreached of our area. And Lord, keep the buses safe this year. God, would you lead and give the bus captains a burden to go out and knock on doors and reach people for Christ. Then, Lord, we pray for all the other ministries, Brother Bob and the youth. And, God, I pray that you would bless Brother Bob and, Lord, and the great work among the young people. Oh, God, breathe upon him and equip him and fill him with the Spirit and help him to reach our precious young people for Christ and in these Bible clubs in the schools. Then, Lord, we pray for Brother Gary, the great work he does with the choir and Sunday school and other ministries, God. Just I pray that you'd bless he and Debbie and their family this year. And, God, just bless the music. Thank you for the blessing the music is to our souls. And, God, touch and anoint the music, I pray, this year. The choir and the instrumentalist. Thank you, Lord, for Betty and Carol and their faithfulness down through the years and all those that sing. And Lord, just we pray that, Lord, that we'd just not go through the motions, but Lord, that you'd touch the singing. We ask you for your blessing. And then, Lord, for all the plans that Brother Jody has for this coming year, God, would you breathe upon. Lord, we everyone says, and it's sometimes we, as your children, believe the days of revival is over. But God, would you quicken somehow, quicken us all, quicken me and Brother Jody and all the staff and the membership of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Lord, we hunger for a quickening among God's people all across this land in these terrible days. Then, God, thank you for Brother Jody. Thank you for raising him up here in our midst and giving him and calling him into the ministry and anointing him. And, God, I pray that you'd give him wisdom, give him love, and fill him with the Spirit. God, touch him this year. Lord, I know we can't, as a preacher, we can't preach without your help. Lord, we must have your help. And Brother Jody needs it. May the people pray for him. And, Lord, fill him with the Spirit and give him a great year as he stands behind that pulpit, and give him leadership ability, and give him plans that you could anoint and bless. And use Brother Jody, use this church in a great way next year. I pray, keep us true on these grounds, Lord. Keep us, Lord, living, preaching the holy life and the King James Version and exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ and winning people to Christ. Lord, may we keep this emphasis going till the trumpet sounds. Now bless Brother Jody, all of the staff, Brother Kermit and Doug out at the buses, Lord, and any other staff members I've overlooked. God, you know who they are. Bless them, I pray. This year, give us a great year for the glory of God on these grounds. Lord, may the fire zone of God be around this building this year. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all know somebody who is lost? In other words, I mean, you personally know somebody like that. Would you raise your hand? Obviously, we're not going to go through all the names and so on, but I do want to pray for these lost people. The Lord knows who's represented here, and he knows who you raised your hand for. And I'm going to have Brother Brad Griffin. Some of y'all have not met Brother Brad. He's fairly new to the church. Loves the Lord. Very strong soul winner. He loves the souls of men. Loves the Lord. And I'm going to have him to pray at this time. Just pray for those that are represented in this room, those that we know, that the Lord will keep the door open for them, okay?
Dear Lord, we love you because you so dearly loved us. And Lord, you tell us to come boldly into the throne room. And Lord, that's where we get our prayers answered, so we're there tonight. As a church, Lord, we're gathered in the throne room. Lord, we look to you because we have nobody else to look to for these very important issues that we've brought to you tonight. Lord, we come expecting a miracle, or we wouldn't be here. We know you're a miracle performing God, and it's nothing for you to do a miracle, to heal a person, to give a person some special wisdom, to give a person that power they need to do the job that you've asked them to do. So, Lord, we're here tonight, and, Lord, we're pleading for the souls of men. Lord, I just pray that, as the Bible tells us to, that you'd send more laborers out into the harvest field, into this whole area. Lord, help us not only to be concerned about those ones that we love, that, Lord, we pray for and we plead with you every day, but Lord, help us to see this area the way you see it. And Lord, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So Lord, we ask you for that. We plead for that this year. Lord, give pastor more power in the pulpit. Give each Sunday school teacher, each bus worker, Lord, more of your Holy Spirit's power this year. Lord, let this year be the year of a mighty harvest. Lord, we come to you and we plead for the souls of men. Lord, we can give them the gospel, but Lord, unless you're there, unless you're touching the heart, Lord, unless you're calling them, Lord, we'd ask you to do that for us this year. Lord, the offering is important, and the music is important, and all those things are important. But Lord, if we don't win souls, it doesn't make much difference. And Lord, the day is coming when you'll be back soon. Lord, help us to take a good portion of this area, our Jerusalem, with us. Lord, we plead for the souls of men. Help each one of us, Lord, to be very, very soul conscious. Lord, we thank you for the heritage that's come down through the years in this area that we can just be part of. Lord, we sense that your hand is here and has been here. Lord, we'd ask that we'd feel it more this year. Lord, give us a harvest of souls this year, please. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I'm going to close us in prayer tonight. And have you all have anything that you're praying for, but you're not comfortable sharing it, but you'd consider it an unspoken request? Would you raise your hand? You have something on your heart like that? Yes, that's a lot of you. And we'll remember those during this closing round of prayer. All of you men, I hope all of you are comfortable praying and things like that. But I don't necessarily like calling on you to pray until I know that you would comfortable with me doing that, okay? So if I've not called on you to pray, but you would like for me to call on you to pray, if you'll come to see me after church tonight, just let me know that. That'll make it me where I have liberty, where I feel like I can call on you and call on you and call on you and things like that. So just keep that in mind as well, because I know how some folks are. They would kill me if I called on them to pray, okay? And I'm not sure if that's any of you folks or not. So that's one reason I didn't call on you tonight. So you let me know if you are comfortable praying, all right? This closing prayer, you just pray whatever the Lord's laying on your heart. And I'm going to ask the Lord just to keep us going in the right direction and that the Lord's will be done, okay? Before I do close in prayer, I appreciate you coming out tonight. God bless you. And this is great. And I know the Lord's here with us, and he's hearing our prayers. And we've got a great work ahead of us. And let's all do our best for the glory of the Lord. Okay? Let's close in prayer. Father, we love you, and we do thank you for the privilege to pray. And I pray this night and ask that you will be honored through us, through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions. And I pray, Lord, as we pray this evening, that you help our hearts to be in tune with yours. I do pray for those who have unspoken requests. You know all about them. And, Lord, you know exactly what they raised their hand for and what they're seeking you about. And I pray that you'll answer those requests according to your will and help us to have the faith to believe that, Lord, you really do know best, no matter what your answer is. Help us to trust you and believe you. Keep your hand upon this place. Bless these families that are represented. Wrap your loving arms around each one of us. Draw us closer to you than we've ever been. Help me, Lord, to be closer than I've ever been. If there's anything, Lord God, that's hindering you in our lives, get it out, I pray. And we do ask that you keep your hand upon this church. We do pray for divine protection here. And I pray, Lord, that you keep ungodly doctrine and the devil and all these things out of this church. And help us to be a church that follows you every step of the way. Help us not to get ahead of you, but help us not to lag behind you either. Help us to walk step in step. And I pray, Lord, that you'll show us what the next step is and help us to be faithful to you. We love you tonight. Thank you for loving us. Keep us safe as we travel home. And help us to be more faithful in the area of prayer. And help us to use the health that you've given us to get the gospel out and to finish the work that you've given us to do. We love you tonight, Lord. We thank you for loving us first. Make us more like you, I pray, please, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you, folks. Thank you for coming. Sunday, we're gonna refire here, getting back on the railroad. All right, so help us get the word out about that. God bless you. Have a great night.